You're listening to Cinema Central, and as always, I'm your host, DJ Ace, and summer movie season continues, and I will keep on watching these movies for your entertainment. So this week, it is time to talk about Aladdin. All right, so here we go. Aladdin is a surprising live-action adaptation of the Disney classic with all the songs you remember and a few extra additions to the story. It is well-performed and has some good lead actors and was generally a good movie-going experience. So if you're looking for a family-friendly film to watch, Aladdin is probably a good bet. As always, spoilers are ahead for the rest of this review. What I liked most about Aladdin was actually Will Smith as the genie, which is surprising given how much backlash there was when the movie was first announced. I generally like Will Smith in most of his films, and I thought he did a great job. There was, of course, the elephant in the room of how can someone recapture one of the most iconic voice performances, such as Robin Williams in the original animated film? The answer is you don't. While the movie does touch on some of the original genie notes, I felt that Will Smith did his own thing for the most part, and that is the part I liked about it. Also, to be honest, the whole movie felt like Hitch meets Aladdin, which in my opinion totally works, and I also really like Hitch as well, so it's a good melding there. The other thing I appreciate about this film is utilizing new actors. Now, of course, Will Smith is a big name in Hollywood, but the other two headliners playing Aladdin and Jasmine had relatively small acting careers up to this point. The actress for Jasmine, Naomi Scott, has only appeared in one other big-budget film, and that was the 2017 Power Rangers, and we all know how that movie turned out. So I like that these newer people get to jump into a pretty big movie. It's a pattern that Disney has been doing for a while now. Just look at Star Wars or the Marvel films, and it's a trend I hope they continue. I liked the majority of the songs in the film. I liked Friend Like Me and Street Rat the most. I will say that the lip syncing is not 100% great, but to be honest, that's really hard to do, and it's even harder to do when it comes to singing. So speaking of the music, they also added a new song, an original song that Naomi Scott sings on two separate occasions in the film. I really liked the chemistry between Aladdin and Genie. In this film, I felt that most of their scenes together were probably the funniest in the film. And honestly, the weakest character in the film was Jafar, which is sad because he's supposed to be the big bad guy. And let's be honest, Disney does have a track record of making poor villains in their live-action films. But my main issue with Jafar is while his motivations were clear, thanks to some story additions, he just did not have the same gravitas that the original had. I thought the additions to the story were interesting, that Jafar wanted to invade Jasmine's deceased mother's kingdom. There was also the addition of a side character named Hakim, who was like the lead soldier who had a big part towards the end. And honestly, the biggest thing they added was Genie having a love story with Jasmine's attendant, Dahlia, and also that the wish to free him also turns him human. So I thought those were all interesting additions to the story that gave some depth that the original did not have. I was, however, disappointed that they didn't have Jafar magicking everyone into hourglasses like in the original, but I imagine that may have had something to do with safety. So I think this is about all I have to say about the newest Aladdin. I went in with no expectations, and I think that really pays off because it helped me take this iteration of the movie at face value. So it is my recommendation that you try to do the same. So should you see Aladdin? Well, if you're a fan of the story, the music, or the live-action remakes, or Will Smith, then I would say yes. That's it for this one. Thanks for listening, and I will catch you next time for Godzilla, King of the Monsters.
Booyah!